Pictures of Practice.
More than one way to tell a story. 3- and 4-year-olds from Elliott School in Boston, United States. Each day in Jody Krause's class at the Elliott School, her 3- and 4-year-old children engage in storytelling, story acting. Created by Vivian Paley and adapted and integrated into the Boston Public School early childhood curriculum, storytelling, story acting involves a child dictating a story to their teacher, which is then enacted by the whole class. The activity has multiple learning goals, including community building, helping young children express their ideas and feelings, and literacy development. In what follows, we share the storytelling portion of the activity that took place in Jody's classroom one morning during a 45-minute exploration time. While most children are building with blocks, drawing pictures, and acting out scenarios in the dramatic play area, Jody collects stories from 3 children. We highlight a series of small moves that Jody makes to support these children's playful learning. The moves illustrate a flexible approach to teaching that we call More Than One Way, which we will discuss in detail in Chapter 6. Cole's story, A Little Fireman Named Goldilocks. Cole is the first storyteller. Jody calls him over to the library. She is not surprised when he immediately announces that his story will be about a firefighter. Every day on the way to school, Cole insists that his parents walk by the fire station near the school. After a few seconds of thought, Cole begins. Once upon a time, a little fireman was wandering in the woods. Then, despite advice from his mother, who happens to be named Goldilocks, Jody had just read that folktale, the firefighter ventures far from home. Jody works hard to keep up with Cole as he dictates his story, writing in the class's story journal. As Jody nears the bottom of the page, Cole announces that the little fireman has found the house of the 3 bears. 4-year-old children often tell chronological stories best described as and then, and then, and then stories. Developmentally, 4-year-olds are good at stringing together events, but bringing stories to a conclusion is not a strength. Based on advice from Paley herself, Jody generally limits stories to 1 page. However, in this case, Jody realizes Cole's story would be truncated if it ended now, so she turns the page and continues taking dictation. Cole explains that the fireman takes a nap in one of the bear's beds. Near the end of page 2, he says that the bears have discovered that someone has climbed the ladder to our bedroom. The dad bear tells the mama bear he is going to take a look. Realizing the story may be heading towards a satisfying end, Jody again disregards the 1-page rule and continues writing. Page 3 sees the bears discovering the fireman in their bed, and the fireman then fleeing the bears' home. The end. Jody reads the story back to Cole. As the storyteller, he is empowered to select what role he would like to play when the class enacts the story later in the day. The rest of the roles will be assigned randomly by going around the circle of participants. Cole wants to be the mama bear. Maddie's story, The Birthday Party. Maddie is next on the list. As she comes over from dramatic play to the meeting area to tell her story, Maddie is followed by Pat, with whom she has been playing. Jody asks Maddie about Pat's presence. Do you want her to listen? She might have some good ideas. Maddie agrees that Pat can stay and begins her story. Once upon a time, Jody repeats each word Maddie says as she transcribes them into the story journal. Maddie continues. There was a girl, and it was her birthday. Pat suggests, maybe she got some presents. Maddie adds, she got cake, and she got some presents. The girls watch Jody closely as she writes. She completes a sentence, and Pat calls out with delight, "Look, a baby circle!" Jody explains, "It's called a period. I put it there at the end of her thought. It sits on the line." Maddie continues with a few more sentences. Jody reads the story back to Maddie to see if there's anything she would like to add or change, and asks her whom she would like to be in the enactment. Maddie's answer? The girl. Pat wants to be one of her friends. Jody reminds the girls about the rule that only the author gets to pick a pre-assigned role, a bump in this otherwise agreeable interaction. A solution is reached when Maddie suggests Pat be given co-authorship of the story. Alice's story, A Messy Dog. Alice is the third storyteller on the day's list. Historically, Alice has been reluctant to tell stories. However, she loves dogs, so Jody decides to join her in the writing area that has been stocked with dog-themed books, markers, and paper. There, Alice is drawing pictures of dogs. Jody asks Alice about her drawings and then, on post-it notes, jots down what turns into a story. It is the tale of a messy dog's mishaps in an ice cream shop as the dog gets ice cream and then hot sauce spilled on it. Pretty funny content, and Alice and Jody laugh and smile. The story continues with Alice and her friend Enlin picking the canine up and bringing it back to its home. One might expect a bath to follow, resolving the problem of a messy dog. Instead, the dog causes more mess, getting grass all over. Alice indicates that the story is over. Jody expresses appreciation for the additional mess. Reading the story back to Alice, she learns that Alice wants to play the dog in the enactment. It is worth noting that many kindergarten classrooms in the U.S. have a sign on the walls that read, "Good stories have a beginning, middle, and end," suggesting there is one way to tell a good story. However, not all good stories have a beginning, middle, and end, in the sense that they present and resolve a problem. Research by Courtney Kadzen and others demonstrates that narrative structure is a cultural construct. For example, they have identified a storytelling style among African Americans that can be likened to jazz music, starting with a theme, riffing off the theme, and ending by returning to the theme. Alice's story has this jazz-like feel. With this in mind, Jody does not press her to resolve the problem of the mess, knowing there is more than one way to tell a good story. When it is time for the group to enact her story, Alice happily comes on to the stage, which is a taped-off section of the meeting area, but then is unsure how to proceed. Jody asks her classmates, "Can everyone be a dog for a sec?" Immediately, Alice's classmates demonstrate how she might pretend to be a dog. Some are on their knees, some are squatting, some are woofing. Jody notes, "There are lots of ways to be a dog." With some options in mind, Alice gets on all fours and acts out her part of the story. Young children enjoy telling stories, but an invitation to tell a story that interrupts play or comes with stipulations about length, subject matter, or structure can be met with resistance or even refusal. This is far from the case with Cole, Maddie, and Alice. From the smiles on their faces, their body language, and the quality of their narratives, it is clear they are playful participants in storytelling. Jody approaches her classroom with flexibility, a sense that there is more than one way, that accommodates children's interests and allows them to lead, explore the unknown, and find joy in their learning.